In this edition of the podcast, we listen to a sermon Jeff gave.
I've brought a friend along whom I think perfectly describes a Christian, or what a Christian should be, and I'm going to put him up on here. Here he is. What is a Christian? What is it that makes a Christian different to any other person? Well, firstly, already we have a problem because I turned it off, not on. Firstly, I think there's oil, and oil is fellowship. And if you know anything about that story in Acts, you will know that Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem, meet together, and spend time together until the Holy Spirit comes. And oil is required to make this thing work. It needs oil in all sorts of places. What does oil do? Oil gets rid of friction. You can have a lot of people together, and there can be a lot of friction. Oil removes the friction. So fellowship is more than just being together. Fellowship is about saying, I prefer the other person's interests to my own. I want the other person to be blessed, whatever that cost me. And that's part of what makes the Christian life, to have oil of fellowship. But then, we can't just have oil for this thing to work. It also needs water. And you'll be glad to know I put a lot of the water in earlier because, and I've no idea where the funnel's gone anyway, so it's just as well that most of the water's in there. Oh, there it is. So it needs water. What is water? There's enough water in there now, I'm telling you. What is water? Water, well, the reason I've stopped is I can't find the valve. Right, water represents, in the Bible, it talks about water as prayer. Prayer is like water. And drenching things in prayer, drenching things in water, filling ourselves up with the water of prayer. And Jesus said, go, or stay in Jerusalem, go together, be in fellowship, and pray until the Holy Spirit comes. That's what he told them to do. And the next thing that is required to make this thing work, any guesses? Coal. Coal. We can't have anything unless we put some fuel in there. And fuel doesn't look like coal for this. Fuel is this, and we put the fuel in at the back. And fuel, as it says on there, man shall not live by bread alone. Bread is our physical fuel, but on every word that comes from the breath of God. So when they went together, they would have been studying the scriptures for the first time, really seeing what it meant. Oh, that stuff we've got in our scripture, and they only had what we call the Old Testament, all talks about Jesus. So they had those three things. And let me tell you, their fellowship was probably very strong, because Jesus said to them, stay in Jerusalem, which was just about the most dangerous place on the planet they could be. They were Jesus' followers. Jesus had been crucified. Stay. I think they would have been absolutely terrified and wanting to run. And fear helps fellowship. They're all together looking out for each other. They have prayer. They are praying. They're being good Jewish boys and girls. They have the scriptures and they're studying them. So far, just like any other Jewish person in Israel at the time. This needs something else to make it work. What else does it need? Fire, ignition. It needs fire, which has to come from outside it. So if we can get this right, we can get this right, it may just burn, and it may not. And then it's going to have to be left for a little while. That is now, something has happened to it which will transform it. They're no longer just Jewish boys and girls. Something has happened which had never happened before. If you read the Old Testament, there are occasions when the Holy Spirit touched some of the people. King David, the Holy Spirit came on him for a moment, for a while. Isaiah, Elijah, Elisha. But Joel says in the Old Testament, in a quote that was read in our reading from Acts, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. So the Holy Spirit fire comes and makes a difference. You can see this is slightly different to what it was already. That, I think, is a picture of a normal Christian life. We have the something different to everybody else. But what happens if we're missing one of those four things? What happens if we have no oil? If there is no fellowship, we seize up. And there are some people who say, you can be a Christian without joining in with other people. Well, actually, experience suggests that if you do that, eventually you seize up. You stop going. You stop working because you need oil to keep the parts moving. And all of us have good days and all of us have bad days. And fellowship is supposed to help us through those bad days. When I say to someone else, let me take some of your burden. Let me take what you are crushing with. And we can't take it all, but we can actually just say, I'm with you in this. And without that, we seize up. What about if we have no water? Well, we'd dry up. That thing would just get very, very hot if there was no water in it, because it would just be the container that was heated. So without prayer, we just become hot. Hotheads, if you like. It's prayer that keeps us humble. It's prayer that keeps us with God. And if we have no fuel, well, it doesn't matter how much fire we may have in our belly. If there is no fuel, that fire has nothing to work with and will go out. So the Holy Spirit needs us to have the Word of God, and the two things need to come together for us to stay alive. And of course, it's making a lot of noise now, if there is no fire, it's just an ordinary person. It's just like everybody else. We need all four of those things in order to be able to do anything. I'm not sure if it's ready yet. Not at all. Going to take a little bit longer. So this morning, as we think about those four things, fellowship, what does that look like for you? Do you need to do a bit of thinking? Do we need to do a bit of thinking about how we support each other? Where we're at? This isn't exactly fellowship here at the moment. We've come together to worship. Fellowship is what goes on outside the formal bit. It's what happens at the back. It's what happens on the phone. How is our fellowship? What about our, what was the next thing? The water, our prayer life. As Pentecost, let's reflect on where we are with our time with God and how we pray. Is our praying all I want this, they want that? Or is it also including the worship, also including telling God what he means to us? The fuel, understanding God's word. We had it read to us this morning. How do we chew over? How do we reflect on it as we go through our lives? And the Holy Spirit. They didn't just have the day of Pentecost. It says later in Acts, the Holy Spirit came and filled them. The Holy Spirit came and filled them. It is something that they daily say, okay, Lord, I need you. Would you fill me with your Spirit today for the things of today? Ooh, it's hot, but it's not yet working, I don't think. Not yet quite there. He might, but that's not ready. Perhaps I didn't tighten the valve enough that it's going to be too hot to touch. So let's just spend a few moments reflecting on what that change meant to them. Had you said to them 10 days earlier, when Jesus said, go and wait in Jerusalem, that 10 days later they would be charging out of that room, shouting about Jesus in the middle of Jerusalem to everybody, they would have said, you're having a laugh. We are terrified. We have got no, there's no way we're doing that. We don't want to be killed. But the fire came, and suddenly they were transformed. It totally changed their lives. And that's happened many times through church history. There's a hymn that's always sung when clergy are going forward for ordination. I was reminded by a friend that they sang it when he was being ordained. It's number 92 in our books. It's got a really dirgy tune, so it's not something we'll sing today, but it says, come Holy Ghost, our souls inspire, and lighten with celestial fire. And that's the sort of cry and prayer of the church down the ages. We need you to transform us. I'll give it one more go. If not, we'll sing a hymn. Oh, it might be almost ready. The difference it makes when we have all the four things. That's it, and the fire's falling out the back. Whoops. Right. Well, I think it's time to sing a hymn. And I'll try and calm this down while we do.
Thank you, Jeff.